On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at one, here's Josh Coop.
The Duke of Edinburgh has announced he's stepping down from public engagements from this autumn. Buckingham Palace says the 95-year-old made the decision with the full support of the Queen. Ollie has more for KMFM.
Well, royal staff were told about the news after being called in for a meeting at Buckingham Palace this morning. Prince Philip's had some medical problems over the years, but appeared in good health yesterday when he opened a newsstand at Lord's. He even joked about his role in the spotlight.
Can I ask you to please, Royal Highness, come and unveil the plaque?
You're now seen as the world's most experienced plaque unveiler.
He'll still be associated with hundreds of organisations he's currently a patron of, but won't accept any invitations for official visits. But Camilla Tamini, who's royal editor of the Sunday Express, reckons he'll still take part in the odd event.
I would expect him to still be at the biggies, trooping the colour, obviously any royal weddings, and other very big state occasions. He doesn't need to be unveiling plaques and planting trees anymore because he's nearly 96.
The Queen, who's 91, is going to carry on with her royal duties, and the Prime Minister says the country sends its thanks to the Duke of Edinburgh for everything he's done.
From his steadfast support for Her Majesty the Queen to his inspirational Duke of Edinburgh Awards, his contribution to our United Kingdom, the Commonwealth, and the wider world will be of huge benefit to us all for years to come.
KMFM News.
Police have charged a man in connection with a stabbing in Tunbridge. The 34-year-old from the town is due in court this afternoon after a man was taken to hospital with chest injuries. The attack's thought to have happened in Nursery Road on Tuesday night. Another woman who was arrested at the time has been released on police bail. Two people arrested after a man was found dead at a house in Maidstone have been released without charge. 46-year-old Carlos Collins choked to death in Middlesex Road in March. Police say it's no longer being treated as suspicious. Three men found guilty of killing a Chatham teenager are due to be sentenced this afternoon. 19-year-old Andre Adamiri was beaten and stabbed in Croydon last August. The court heard how he had moved to Kent just weeks before the pre-planned attack over concerns for his safety in London. A Broadstairs man who threatened to kill his ex-girlfriend after forcing his way into her home has been jailed. Michael Collett pointed an imitation gun at his victim and stopped her from leaving the property in Margate in June last year. The 31-year-old from Norman Road has been locked up for almost 2 years.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Next today, we're talking about the pressures apps like Facebook and Instagram are putting on young people. It's because more than half of teenagers today say they feel or have felt insecure about their appearance. Tim's been taking a look at this story for us.
Everybody has something about themselves that they do not like.
This YouTuber talks about people loving their imperfections.
You really are not alone.
He's backing the National Citizen Service there. Research of English teens shows more than half have felt or do feel insecure about their appearance. 17-year-old Jessica agrees.
Nowadays, apps like Instagram and things, it is just pictures of physiques and people's bodies.
Anna Colton's a psychologist.
I think there needs to be much more concerted effort to build self-esteem based on everything other than appearance.
Nearly half of girls have tried to lose weight by the age of 17. A third of boys feel under pressure to be muscly.
And she really is rolling in the deep. Adele's been named the richest musician under 30 in Britain. The Sunday Times Rich List says she's now worth around £125 million. That's up almost 50% in the past year.
Sport with Passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops where quality comes as standard.
Football, and Ricky Miller is joining Peterborough United after leaving Dover. The 28-year-old has signed a 3-year deal with the League One side after scoring a massive 42 goals for the Kent club this season. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.